true joy. It was Christian joy. It was biblical. 6, and the term means to be sufficient for oneself, or strong enough, or possessing enough to need no aid or support. It was a popular term used by the Stoic philosophers of the day to emphasize one's independence from external circumstances. It described a person whose discipline had become independent of their circumstances, independent of any situation that might arise. It referred to being an independent. with the other one focusing on food and nourishment, this must be more focused on clothing, shelter, money, material possessions that he's talking about. And he can equally say he's been in situations of abundance and situations of suffering, need. And we see that as his life is lived out, that he has had times of material abundance and times of material deficiency. because of his relationship with Christ who gives him strength. The context is clear. And Paul answers two questions. Question number one, what did Paul rely on strength for? Why did he need Christ's strength? In verse 13, the all things picks up the thought in the previous verses where the same terms are translated in every, in any and every circumstance. Same Greek term. In the previous verse, in any and every circumstance, as translated all things. It points to what he's just been talking about. In other words, it's speaking of abundance and lack, fullness and hunger, which Paul had experienced. And the verb can do means to have power, be competent, or be able, and really signifies that Paul can handle or cope with all of these things because of his mind. In other words, Paul's self-sufficiency was due to the sufficiency of another. It was not his own strength that enabled him to endure the temptation. It's interesting that the term used here, to strengthen, is often used by Paul to describe the mighty work of the exalted Christ in the lives of individual believers. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, he says, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Whose strength? Christ's strength. 1 Timothy 1:12, Paul says, I thank Christ Jesus our Lord who has strengthened me. Who has strengthened him? He was not boasting in his own self-sufficiency. In reality, his self-sufficiency came from being in a vital union with the all-sufficient Christ. We shouldn't get mad at God, turn our backs on him when we face difficulties. We should not trust to him. We should rely on his strength. Instead of attempting to copy the Stoic philosophy of independent self-sufficiency, we need to be sufficient in God's church. We need to be sufficient in not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the